Sagt, this is a reading on Elizabeth Webster. W-E-B-S-T-E-R. W-E-B-S-T-E-R. Webster. Elizabeth. E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth, 1/20/1952. Date of visit, 4/20/26. Please make copy for. Please make a copy for Aaron Porter, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, Aaron Porter, D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Period. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a this is a 74-year-old lady who has had a previous history for multiple myeloma. And monoclonal gammopathy diagnosed more than a year ago is under the care of oncology and has been on therapy with Bortezumab, B-O-R-T-E-Z-U-M-A-B, and Revlimid, Bortezumab and Revlimid. The patient has been experiencing shortness of breath and states even when she bends down to pick something, she gets out of breath, and she has had some weight loss as well, but denies cough or wheezing, period. A recent CT chest done on 2/19/26 showed upper lobe predominant paraseptal emphysema with scattered parenchymal scarring and traction bronchiectasis. No definitive concerning nodules. There are multiple bilateral healing rib fractures and diffuse disease throughout the thoracic spine with multiple compression fractures of the thoracic and lumbar spine, and fractures at L1, T6, and T11, which were new. Also a lytic lesion in the medial left clavicle was noted. Period. The patient has been on albuterol inhaler as needed. And does not get much relief. The uh, Next paragraph, past history includes history for multiple myeloma, as discussed above, and history for urothelial tumor. She also has had a partial hysterectomy in 1981, urethral dilatation 1978, history of alopecia and psoriasis, and history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia for more than 20 years period. The next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none. Next, allergies to latex and IVP dye. Next, paragraph, med list included oxycodone, 5 milligrams, 2 tabs, Q6 hours, PRN, tizanidine, 2 milligrams every 8 hours as needed, metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, losartan, 25 milligrams daily, Revlimid, 10 milligrams for 3 weeks and off for 1 week, and Tessalon pearls, 100 milligrams TID PRN, dexamethasone, 4 milligrams. And bortezomib, BORTEZOMIB, 1.3 milligrams injection every other week, period. Next, paragraph, family history. Father died of respiratory failure and COPD. Mother died of heart disease. Next, system review. Patient has lost weight, chest fatigue, denies cataracts, or glaucoma. She has no vertigo or hoarseness. She has some urinary frequency. She has hay fever and eczema. She has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, but has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has back pain and palpitations and leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. Denies bruising. She has joint pains and no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No, and she does have skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 97.2. Weight is 121, saturation 99. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive, sclerovascular, throat is mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular swollenness, to no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex in the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no definite lesions, period. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea, number two is probable underlying COPD. Number three, history of multiple myeloma. Number four is hypertension. And number five, rule out PE. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and a VQ lung scan and a Doppler study of the leg veins, a CBC, and a complete metabolic profile. So use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PIDPRN. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Aaron Porter, A-A-R-O-N Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R-D-O.